At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome in to WEEI Afternoons, the first day of spring here in Boston and all around the globe. Nick Fitzy Stevens, Andy Jumbo Hart here. And you just heard it right there. I think Chisholm almost bought the Baltimore Celtics, according to the way Schefter was reading that tweet. But he caught himself, Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics have been for sale for months now, dating back to just after last season's World Championship victory. And now we have an agreement. Bill Chisholm, somewhere between $6 and $7 billion, based on the valuations of the first 51% and the final 49%. Is expected, projected to be the next owner of the Boston Celtics.
Can't even get a good house in Duxbury for that.
That's good return on investment, though. You buy something for $300 million and you turn it into $6 to $7
billion? They bought it for $360. They turned it into, that is a 1,700% ROI.
Is that how that works?
That's how that works.
Thank you, Rain Man.
I just was like, holy crap, that's a lot of money. When you start with millions and you end in the billions.
It's not the day to do that.
It's tremendous investment. By Wick Grosbeck and his dad. Mm-hmm. I can see why dad wants to cash out and say, hey
somebody asked me
this.
Someone asked me, I think it was my buddy Scotty over at the New Balance Fitness Center. He's like, you don't think Mr. Grosbeck could have seen how much money they made and just like floated Wick a little something and been like, yeah, you know what? You convinced me to get in on this. You're good for it, kid.
I think he just wants to tie up loose ends and there are other kids involved and inheritances and all
those
things.
Why don't they want to keep owning the Celtics?
Maybe they're not sports fans. Maybe they just want the money. I'd be okay with that too, because you have an asset on paper that's worth $6 to $7 billion. I'll take my share of that. What did you say, Dad? That was $1.5 billion. I now suddenly literally have $1.5 billion in the bank.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Now, how much do you think? Now, how much would the Celtics? So the Celtics. This is the highest sale of a sports franchise in North American history. Over $6 billion. I don't even know what Steve Pagliuca's group's bid was, but. And it goes well past. We're talking like a billion over the previous high, which at least in the NBA, which was, I think was the Suns.
Yeah, this is just silly. Over Josh Harris and the Commanders.
Silly, silly money. That's a football team. I'm sure Robert Kraft probably looks over at Jonathan like, Jonathan, maybe.
Time? Jonathan, I know you want to run the place, but do you see these deals going down, the cash we could get? And also, so it's $6 to $7 billion valuation on
what
the deal when it's done.
And what if they had their own venue?
It's going to be... $9 to $10 billion the second they have a deal to have their own venue.
They got to have one.
Oh, I assume. He's a businessman. He's made a boatload of money. Celtics, he's also my hero in a way. Did you
he
know?
He is?
He and I had one
good
thing in common.
Billy Chiz?
Had one thing in common this morning.
What's that?
Neither of us had a Wikipedia page. Dude has $7 billion to buy the Celtics and didn't have a Wikipedia page.
That's a stealthy billionaire.
That is the best kind of billionaire. No paparazzi. You slide into a restaurant knowing you could buy it in cash if anybody's mean to you or bad service.
Mm-hmm. Shut it down.
But no, nothing bothers you. Like there's no, oh, can I take a picture with you? Oh my God, that's Bill Gates over there. That's so-and-so. That's Elon Musk.
Yeah, that's why they call it the fame monster, because it just harasses, possesses, and gives you nightmares. Whereas this guy could just have an island. It probably does, for all we know.
He probably does, or maybe he had to get rid of the island to buy the Celtics. I mean, it's a fair
What if he's got more? What if this is still just like a drop in the old bucket?
Then he is one rich son of a gun, and he's the new owner of the Boston Celtics, or at least when it's finalized, signed, sealed, and delivered.
3 years, by the way. That takes a long time.
Well, it's a kind of a big deal. I mean, we've all bought houses. Think how many signatures there is on a mortgage. He's buying a $7 billion franchise.
How many times do they need my Social Security number?
Right. Seriously. So setting the table here on WEEI Afternoons. Big day. We'll start talking Celtics. They're for sale. They are purchased. Are you worried where this could go? I know a lot of people are worrying about the fact that a new owner is going to cut costs and the second threshold and apron and all those things. We'll get into some of that. We will read all of the statements that have been released by the particulars, including Pags, Mike Pagliuca, who is Steve. Not too happy. I mean, Steve Pagliuca.
You were thinking Trags.
Well, I'm reading like six names at once, and I was probably thinking that. So we'll read all the statements. Later in the show, 3:30, Tom Curran. He will talk to us about Stephon Diggs, who's in Foxborough today, been there since last night. Little visit, meet and greet. Are the Patriots really interested? What's this all about? We'll talk about that. Razor will join us at 4:30 to talk about the Bruins and what's going on with them over the latter part of the season here.
Is that how we're phrasing it now? I don't know what to call it.
Yeah, I don't really
know. Is it the death march? Is it the home stretch, the stretch run?
I always go with denouement, the falling action after the climax. So that's what that is.
Where was the climax?
Probably the Marchand trade.
The trade?
Yeah.
It was a sad
that
climax.
Day. Yeah, it was kind of a sad climax. And now we've moved on to the denouement.
You guys know exactly what it's called. It's the tank. Because the tank is on.
I don't know. This isn't really like a tank. It's not an aggressive tank. It's not an outward tank.
Oh, it's not a purposeful tank.
No, it's organic.
It's a they stink and they're moving their way down the standings towards a better draft pick tank.
Fitzy, we've used it for multiple teams now. We're not tanking. We just suck. The t-shirts,
they don't tank,
I'm telling
they stink.
You. Now you got to print t-shirts with multiple logos on it that say that.
But Bruins fans have too much pride. As friends who listen to the program have told me, I'll even share a Bruins text I got just a while ago about Bruins fans and why they're still sticking with the team all the way. Bruins fans die hard here. We have renewed our season tickets for next year, and we're still enjoying the games, minus the increased concession stand prices and the mediocre product on ice that is doing their best. We can never leave this team.
Yeah, and I mean, that's that great debate, what a great fan is. If you're loyal through everything, are you really a great fan? If you try to impose your will by pulling away from the franchise, if they're not doing what you want. We'll get into some of that with your buddy, my buddy, Andrew Razor Raycroft. 5:30.
Besties.
Quiz with Stiz. Thursday, 5:30. Ted Johnson will be here. He'll be the lifeline. And we got a 1-1 record, Hart versus Stevens.
I'm betting right now. I don't know the topic. I don't get any of that information at hand because I don't want to be a cheater like other people that participate in games here.
You tried to give me a 20 for it last week. Stop.
Anyway, it was two tens. More importantly, I'm guessing today, if I could guess early, I bet it's going to be about sales. The first answer should be Chris.
Hmm. Okay, you already used your first answer. He guessed Chris on the first question of today, so in the buzzer. But that's a loaded show, and let's get going on the Celtics sale. Your first reaction when you saw the name, and then I guess read a little bit about who he is, where he's from, and all of that. What was your first reaction? Good, yay or nay on the sale of the Celtics to Bill Chisholm?
Chisholm. You just have to try to get it out as quick as you can. It's a very British last name.
Yeah. It's appropriate. He owns the Boston Celtics.
Yes.
Mr. Chisholm.
Professor Chisholm's over here today, coming by. First response was, had no idea who he was.
Same.
Didn't bother me, didn't matter to me. I was at once relieved, like, oh, finally. Wow. They got it done. Good. Now this won't linger over the head of the Celtics. Now this won't be something they have to answer about. This is not going to be a postgame. Like, if there's a bad game, all of a sudden, Jalen and Jason are like, is the sale of the team lingering over your head? Like, no, we don't think about this at all.
No, I just missed a couple shots.
Yeah, I didn't play well.
Had a bad night.
They D'd me up real good. So now, pause. Yep, we're all on that one. So now that's done and over with. Then when I saw the name, like I said first, like, who's this guy? And when you read about, like, grows up on the North Shore, local businessman, like Massolia his whole life, Celtics fan, great. I mean, to a point now, and with Wick's involvement through at least 2028, though I could see himself kind of divesting himself a little sooner. Like, that's kind of how these things work. I think this is a win across the board for the Celtics team, the organization, and the fans.
So let's start with our run of statements here with Mr. Chisholm, the new owner. I feel like if you spend $7 billion, you get to go first. You get the first statement on the topic. Growing up on the North Shore and attending college in New England, I've been a diehard Celtics fan my entire life, said Chisholm. I understand how important the Celtics are to the city of Boston. The role the team plays in the community is different than any other city in the country. I also understand that there is a responsibility as a leader of the organization to the people of Boston, and I am up for this challenge. My partners and I have immense respect for Wick, the entire Grosbeck family, and their indelible contributions to the Celtics organization over the last 23 years. We look forward to learning from Wick and partnering with Brad Stevens, Joe Mazzulla, and the talented staff to build upon their success as we work to bring more championships home to Boston. I got to tell you, if I'm Brad Stevens and I read that, I kind of like that the new $7 billion owner said we're partners.
Do you know Brad got to sit in on the meet, like the final meetings with all of them?
Oh, yeah.
So his stake in all of this,
kinda
like,
weird.
His share is like, he's not just like the president of basketball operations. He's like the guy, it's like the
he's
man
emboldened.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, he's like, hey, we're partners. You put in $7 billion. I don't have to put any in, right? I collect money from you. I don't have to give you money. You pay me.
Wasn't it 6.1? How's it 7 now?
No, that was the original valuation on the 51%. Then there's the 49% to follow through on that apparently has been valued differently. But I don't know. I don't get the money.
What if it goes up?
It's going to be more than $6.1 billion. It's going to be, I think, closer to $7 billion. I think Axios was the one that had sort of that little wrinkle. But I don't know. These are the
small deets. Yeah, Brad Stevens walks away from this a major winner, because not only is he involved in a team that could easily win their second NBA championship in a row, but also, like, if he's involved in the meetings and he gets mentioned in the new Mr. Chisholm's opening statement, then he's here for a while. Like, he's
made man.
He's entrenched. Made man.
And he should be a made man. He built a really good roster that's looking to make another run at a title. Now we have Wick Grosbeck in his statement. Bill is a terrific person and true Celtics fan, born and raised here in the Boston area. His love for the team in the city of Boston, along with his chemistry with the rest of the Celtics leadership, make him a natural choice to be the next governor and controlling owner of the team. I know he appreciates the importance of the Celtics and burns with a passion to win on the court while being totally committed to the community. Quite simply, he wants to be a great owner. He has asked me to run the team as CEO and governor for the first 3 years and stay on as his partner, and I'm glad to do so. So Wick is sticking around as governor for 3 years, theoretically. Mm-hmm. As you said, sometimes those things kind of go in a different direction at some
point.
But
how much longer? Yeah, like, guys, don't worry. He's the transition face of this entire sale and the franchise. And all right, it's all gone through. Like, the offshore accounts went through. They got the Swiss bank number. Like, we're good. Okay, Wick.
And
you can have a ticket, but
also it depends on how it goes. Sometimes I think Wick might want out if you start to crash and burn. Let's say they get upset in the finals, then we start trading away Porzingis, and people are like, "Man,
Porzingis,
angry.
Why was he the first one?"
Wick's like, "Okay, you know what? I'm gonna step away now. You can take the heat for these moves.
You're gonna trade Jaylen Brown? Yeah, I'm done.
Oh yeah, that's how it should
that's
work.
That's the one everyone thinks is gonna happen if it happens.
Better not. Anyway, the last statement we received today is the longest, so I'm not gonna read the whole thing.
Which one is this?
Pags.
Oh, Steve Pagliuca?
Or Sads, I'll call him for today.
Because
he's not happy that he didn't get the winning bid. And there's a negative tint throughout the 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs here that he put forth. I'll read a little bit from the beginning and then a couple key parts. Since the Grosbeck family announced it would sell the Boston Celtics almost 9 months ago, I have worked tirelessly to put together a strong bid centered around the great majority of existing owners of the team who understand and appreciate what it means to be a steward of the Boston Celtics, a team steeped in championship tradition. Additionally, I recruited new partners with deep resources and expertise in technology and international markets to maximize the Celtics' success to ensure we can always compete for championships. Comma, luxury taxes be damned.
Okay, so
landed that one strong. That was a good paragraph. That was a good paragraph right there. Well done by his PR team, his people, him, whoever wrote
that.
Wait
a second, go back, hit that one more.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Time.
Which part?
That last line.
He has recruited new partners with deep resources and expertise in technology and international markets to maximize the Celtics' success to ensure we can always compete for championships, comma, luxury taxes be damned. So basically he's saying if I had gotten the team, no teardown. You don't have to worry. I'm not trading JB or Kristaps.
Like,
or
I love this so much. I don't care.
Money be damned.
I'm going to ride with Wick's mantra of we'll get paid in parades.
Absolutely. And so he didn't get the bid.
So was he calling old Billy Chiz? He's going to be in this just for the money?
Well, I think he's calling him out and putting a little pre-pressure on him. Don't even think about tearing it down because I already told him I wouldn't have torn it down. So if you want to live up to that.
If you want to be this, quote, steward of the team, you better keep him intact as long as you can.
I'm the other woman right here that they didn't marry and they can see how hot and well I'm aging.
No, he didn't get the rose. He's crying in the limo on the way back before the credits.
So he claimed they made a fully guaranteed and financed offer at a record price. Doesn't say numbers.
But if the previous high was in the fours for Phoenix, and this one at 6-1, and it could end up around 7-ish, you got to figure it was my guess for Pags, 5.5.
Maybe. I don't know. And with all
still
the capital,
nice
blah, blah, blah. It is a bid of true fans deeply connected to Boston's community. I believe that's the second time he said true fans in here. And we've been saddened to find out that we have not been selected. I'm going to fast forward. He had a paragraph about coming from Italian-American immigrants, Red Auerbach. I will never stop being a Celtic, Pag said. And if the announced transaction does not end up being finalized, my partners and I are ready to check back into the game. Good basketball reference there. Well done.
The stay ready crew.
And bring it home to help continue what the Celtics do best. Win. So I think this was, A, he's upset. He puts that in there.
Yeah.
He's upset. And B, he's putting pressure on Chisholm that you better do this right. Don't think about tearing this down for cap purposes and tax purposes. And, oh, by the way, I'm really, really mad, guys. But if this falls through with them, I'm here for you. You want a date? You want a rebound relationship? I'll be here for
but
you
how
the whole
can,
time.
See, here's the thing. This isn't just sort of like he's not a coach or a GM. Like, if this is going to take 3 years to put through a $6.1 billion sale, now let's say Chisholm does a terrible job, right? We're just randomly speculating here. And out and Pags is like, I'm right over here, guys. Then how do they sell? Like, how does he get back into it? He can't force.
No, if it falls through. I mean, this is a complex deal. I don't know when this will play itself out. But at some point, you know, they crunch the numbers. Or maybe, I know you have to be approved by a certain percentage of the board of directors, the governors of the league. They could look at some money and say, that doesn't make sense. That's shady. Where's that coming from? Does it exist? I don't know.
Just have a picture of a bald guy with a monocle on his eye.
Yeah, if it fell through, he would be there. So 617-779-7937. We are reacting to the sale of your Boston Celtics. They're getting ready for a postseason run. You need to get ready for new ownership.
maybe Bill Chisholm will be on the podium when they collect the trophy for another title. Who knows if it's finalized by then? Maybe Wick will be there
Wait
to accept
second.
It.
Wait a second. You could have Chisholm and Pags and Wick, because if they still own it, but they're starting to do the transfer of power?
I'm not sure Pags and Chisholm will be on the same stage. That seems like a recipe for WWE
Awkward.
Disaster or great entertainment value, depending on how you look at it and want to go viral. We're talking Celtics, but we're also talking Stephon Diggs. He is in Foxborough today, according to Burt Breer. He was here last night, whining and dining. Now he's getting a physical. Stephon Diggs, who has a reputation for being a bit of a diva receiver, visiting a team that supposedly wants nothing but good culture players. I don't know how we're going to make sense of that, but we'll try to do it up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, first time today. Bring us what's trending.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.